Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, our producer, and the star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, you know what, how it goes, folks. You know, 40 years have passed, plus I'm still Sultan.
You are the Sultan, and that record will not be broken. That happened in October, what, October 21st, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was October 21st against the Green Bay Packers. Those guys, the Packers, knowing to pack the cheese. Well, I'm telling you.
Well, they have enough cheese wheels.
They didn't, and Fred Dreyer packed their cheese on that day, I'll tell you.
Boy.
Two sacks in the end zone there in the same quarter. That's not going to happen again. Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter, those two quarterbacks, we've tried to get him on the show. Corey, you called them up, didn't you?
Yeah, they didn't have anything to comment.
Corey, how are you?
They didn't have anything to comment.
And then you called Jim Delgazzo. Corey, who's calling?
It went a lot
knocked them senseless. You really did, Fred.
It's still that way, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So that's we always celebrate that. So we should do like a promotion.
No, it's a lot of fun to do because it's a lot of fun.
It's true. Yeah, we are coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRN Network, Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC Radio in Los Angeles, Saturdays at 6 p.m., and radio stations all across the country, including Chicago there, WRMN, 1410 a.m.
1410 in Chicago. Hey,
got any good things to say about the Cubs, White Sox?
Not right now.
Chicago
I think
Bears.
Once they get going, there'll be open targets.
The Cubs got Turner. That's a good thing.
They did sign Turner?
Yeah.
I missed that one. I know who they were talking about. It's a good deal. Turner will help them. That's going to be a good move for them.
Yeah, the manager. Who was the manager? The guy used to be at...
Milwaukee.
Yeah, at Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
The old second baseman from the Dodgers. And come on.
Something with a C.
Yeah, it is with a C. We'll get it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can...
Council.
Yeah, Craig Council.
Craig, very good.
We got there.
Craig Council. Thank you, Rick.
Craig Council.
He was a city councilman, but he's a manager now. Can you imagine he leaves Milwaukee and goes to the rival Cubs? We'll have more on that. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, as we have a nice refined return. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive and the acting legend in deep thought there in the center of your screen. Those of you watching the video. And Corey Marino, our producer and host here on the show. And we're going to talk some baseball for you, and we'll get to that. But first, you brought it up, Fred. You know, you need a supportive woman, people in your life and everything. Let's say you're out pruning your rose bushes or something, you get injured or something, and the woman says, well, you shouldn't be doing that because, you know, it's, you shouldn't. You're not
well,
as young
the difference
as you used
is, it's, the ones that love you come down to tell you that. The ones that don't yell it from the top.
Well, that's true. And then you got some that do a podcast, and we're talking Matthew Stafford. His wife does a podcast, and you know, you in the break there, we were chatting, and you said, you know, Corey, I think you said, why would Matthew Stafford want to leave the Los Angeles Rams? He's got a good spot there. Why would he start looking around?
Well, yeah, he's made a lot of money in his career. He's the second highest paid all time of quarterbacks, and he wants $50 million, and he's making like 27 or something. And the two teams that want him are the Raiders and the Giants. So you're going into situations that are just really bad, and you're not going to win there. And if it's just for the money, go ahead. But yeah, then Fred was talking about how his wife was not making the situation very.
With that
wasn't
podcast.
Helping it out.
Well, Fred, you get a comment on your comment? We didn't mean to shout you out here, but
yeah, you can.
You need a good supportive woman is what you need in your life, right? And
yeah,
she's
yeah.
got that podcast. And on the podcast, she doesn't hold back, does she, Corey? She sort of
no. She and then that's what they said. The Rams, the ownership, and the GM might be a little disgruntled with how much she talks about the team and how she didn't like that they're going to trade Cooper Kupp and that her man needs to be paid.
Well, I don't like it either. But we got this podcast. Can we just make that statement? They shouldn't trade Cooper Kupp. But it's a money situation.
He's gone.
He's 100%. Fred's got, yeah,
he's
tell me.
He's long gone.
Now, Fred, you were making the comment that people are in charge of their own destiny. And so you think Cooper is out the door.
Well, at this time of your career, you better be able to have, see the on-ramp coming up ahead and get in the right lane to make a quick left or right. And I think that's what I'm telling my quarterback is that we got to get ready to pull the chute.
For Matthew Stafford as well.
Well, too. Yeah, I think that, I mean, the writing's on the wall. I mean, if you walked in and said, hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go out there and get as much money as you can over the 27 we're paying you.
Which is what they basically said. They've given him permission to go out there and check offers.
Yeah, and so now they're thinking, well, let's go do that. Now and there, in the meantime, thinking, who could we get to replace him? And that's always the issue. They figure if they keep Matthew, what's his name?
Stafford.
If they keep Stafford, then they're going to have a lot of fun going after the division.
Right, that's what I think. And you have another chance. See, they forget, though, everybody's in charge of their own destiny there. But what about the fans? The fans want to see a winner. And when you're sitting there and you devastate the team and take away favorites and trade them away, all of a sudden you stink for a few years while you're rebuilding the team. And the fans start, you know, eating their popcorn somewhere else. And it's a competitive town in LA.
You know, there's other people on there who are in their eighth and ninth year who aren't going to be patient while the general manager comes down and says, just hang in with us. We're not going to be very good for 2 or 3 years. They'll say, well, I'll be at the bus stop. I'll see you.
We got that new quarterback, Harvey Harbstone, that's going to be out there.
They came out and said that if they traded Stafford, that Jimmy Garoppolo, they're fine with him being the starter.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is the same Jimmy Garoppolo that every time I mentioned his name last year, people turned their nose and went, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Same one.
He could do it.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Fred, you're like the most positive spirit we've had in the last couple of days on our sports broadcast.
It was that last cup of coffee, I think.
It must be. I've never seen you smile enough. So you're very calm on this whole thing and enjoying your life while Jackie Stafford's pounding the table over there. The thing is cracked already from him pounding it. And Vince Ferragamo, you know, I'm saying, you know, maybe Stafford can do a great job with Las Vegas with the Raiders there, because his coach, Pete Carroll, I'm sure he'll get him some worthless endorsements for shoes and everything and turn his head the other way while he signs big, huge deals
but his college players. Didn't you see the last couple of games that Stafford played? He played pretty well against Philadelphia.
They were started out like 0-4 in the beginning of the season, the Rams, and look at
they were like 2-4.
They're like one win away from the championship game.
Yeah, that's why I don't see why Stafford needs to go for 40 million. He just say 35 or get like a $5 million bonus or something.
Yeah, and then I'm just asking go out there and for play. 50.
And you've been retired for years. Well, and you seem to get it, Fred. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know. They just seem to say, hey, get that tall guy over here and we'll give him some.
Yeah, let's talk about your career. You started out with the New York Giants.
Do we?
Well, no, for 3 years. But you played your career with basically one team, the Rams. And, I mean, you must have faced these things at the end of each season. Say, Fred, I don't know if you're going to be around anymore or whatever. I mean, you were a hell of a player, so you hung in there. But how did you know it was over when it was over? When they knocked on your locker or something? Or what was the deal?
Yeah, I was in a meeting room, and Frank Lauterbur, the defensive line coach, you know, if we could call him that, came over to me and said, hey, buddy, Ray wants to see you.
Ray Malavasi, the coach?
Yeah, he wants to see you in his office. I said, what, does he need to help move some furniture around? What's the deal?
Apparently,
he said,
Ray
well, he wants to talk to you something about retirement. And I said, tell him I'll be there in 10 minutes. So what I did was I realized that this is going to be not just me and Ray.
Yeah.
This is going to be Ray and maybe a couple of other people in there against me.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went over and got Mike Fanning, God bless him. Went over and got Mike Fanning. I said, I want you to come in here with me and sit down and listen. Okay,
he goes.
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening? I says, well, you're gonna witness a firing. And you're gonna witness me being axed. So pay attention, because I'm gonna ask questions on the way out of here. So I walked in and they said, oh, hey, come on, hey, Mike. What's going on? He goes, Mike is going to be my witness on my side of the table here while you pull the trigger on me. And they went, well, it's not going to be like that. I said, yes, it is. I was so far ahead of them. I said, it's okay. I won out. So just pull the
plug.
Were
you in the middle of a contract at the time?
No, I wasn't. I didn't want to get to the middle of a contract.
Yeah, you've always been good negotiating up when you had to. So they, what did they say? Did they say, Fred?
They stumbled and fumbled around, you know, and I said, God, you guys are inept. Just tell me what you want to do. And I said, maybe I can help you.
How would that be?
Well,
let
me know, and maybe I could help whoever you've going to replace me with.
And they said?
Well, you know, we don't really know. I said, you don't know anything, do you?
And so that was it. That was, you cleaned out your locker after that? That was,
so they just said, well, anyway, we're going to make some changes, and I'm one of them. Yeah, we're going to release you. He says, but the good thing is you can... You can be available on the waiver wire here this afternoon, and maybe some teams will pick you up, you know. And it was the last cut of the training camp sessions.
Great.
So I said, okay, I got it. See it. Bye. So I went out, and by the time I got to my locker, the general manager came over and says, you got two phone calls here. One from the San Francisco 49ers.
Boy, the nemesis. And?
Yeah, but they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That year.
Yeah.
So it's one from the 49ers and the other one from Seattle.
Whoa.
And I said, well, Seattle's out because of AstroTurf. So I went up to see Bill Walsh and blah, 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 blah. And I just realized, you know, this is something that's been wonderful for me for a while, but not anymore. I'm out.
And we got you right here on the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back more with Fred. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, the host here on the show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end on the program. He's also the acting legend. And so, Fred, I don't want people to feel sad for you, because here you had the end of your playing career and these guys unmercifully just cut you loose. You could have been on the 49ers. You walked away. And then what? You just sort of died off there. Or was there another career that you created at that time? Do you have a plan? Was there a plan if they cut
always,
you?
Always.
Always a plan, always. Fred.
I was ahead of it. So I called my attorney when I got out to the locker
room. First call, attorney.
In the locker room. I said, get a hold of the Rams. Whoever answers the phone, just tell them, they can send my mail to my address. And in the meantime, go pound sand. And he says, okay. So he says, the 49ers called here. They want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. So anyway, I went up there and talked to them.
Kind of fun. That was good. You wanted somebody.
Yeah. I said, well, they're going to have a good team this year. This before
Bill Walsh.
You
know, who was the quarterback that year?
Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So we had fun. So let's see. I drove from Long Beach, Blair Field in Long Beach. I drove up to Westwood, where my attorney's office was, and we sat down. And my attorney and I chatted. He says, "I know a lot of people in San Francisco because I went to Stanford."
Oh yeah.
I said, "Oh, that's great." You know, I said, "Well, I'm not." That's not necessary. You don't have to do that because I'm done with football.
So you just said
he
that.
He said,
was
"Well, what are you? What are you? What? What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going back to." I said, "I'm going to go do some color commentating for CBS." He said, "Well, that's a good idea." I said, "Yeah, we'll see what happens." So I did, and then after that season was over with, I said, "This isn't it either." You know,
you're disappointed with it, huh?
Well, it's like being a player again. It's like having a weekly what do they call it? A hiatus from one aspect of life into the ushering in of a new aspect of life.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And I didn't really necessarily like either one.
I've never asked you this question, so I'm going to ask it now because I'm very curious and I'm sure a lot of people are. When you played football, and this is not the question that's coming up, but when you played football, there were obviously teams that you liked or didn't like and you wanted to beat each one. Was there ever a team that you kind of really didn't like at all because they played dirty or something? Was there somebody that
you don't have to play dirty not to be liked.
Yeah.
That's what's wonderful.
So was there a team that was, you had a rivalry with San Francisco. Was that always get you?
That was always the 49er.
So what's it like going there to make? What if you would have played there?
It's business,
All right, so you go and you put business. So then here's the other thing. Because I watched Joe Morgan for many years hate the Dodgers on ESPN. I'm wondering, when you were a color commentator, if the 49ers were on, Corey, what do you think about this? Did you kind of diss some of the people sometimes just because you were the color commentator in that booth and
he's a little slow on his feet,
you know?
You don't need to. The truth is too glaring.
Look at these are answers that I need to write down. I'm telling you, listeners, you hear this show, you can face life as Fred did. Fred negotiated his own deal with the New York Giants at that time. There was no miraculous deal and anything there. And then he did his own thing going around talking to, all of his old coaches from college. John Madden and Jim Delgazzo and I'm telling
Jim
you. Dillard. Oh, no, he's the guy you knocked out. I'm sorry. So, but you've had a lot of time with different quarterbacks and coaches. And, I mean, you had a lot of guys. Who was your coach in college? Sid Gilman, was it? And
Sid Hall.
Sid Hall.
Sid Hall, Don Coryell.
Don Coryell, yeah, right?
Yeah. So, anyway.
Zambezi.
So, anyway, yeah, Ernie. Ernie, who was famous for one act that will never be repeated because it just has to come natural. And that is double lighting a cigarette.
What does that mean?
That means when you're smoking and you're getting ready to throw that butt away, you don't do it until you have lit another cigarette.
And who's the magician?
It's all a part of the chain smoking beauty.
That's Ernie Zambezi did that?
Of course.
Ernie.
I said, Ernie, how you doing today? Just a second. Oh, hell yeah, yeah, hell, it's great.
Some great players and coaches during the heyday there. So anyway, we digress a little bit, but you never really...
So anyway, I left CBS Sports, and I went back to acting class. And I said, this is where I should be right here.
And the rest is history, of course. Fred went on as being Hunter and all that kind of stuff. And there you go. Now, you started out almost as a baseball player in high school. You had a strapping right-hander there, kind of the Don Drysdale type. And you burnt your arm out like all these other guys are doing now with Tommy John surgery. But here's the latest.
I was ahead of my time, Mike.
You sure were. Good job.
So, you got a burned out arm? Sit over there, son.
We could get some other guys to do this and make
right
a fortune. So the Yankees are getting rid of two long-standing traditions. They're allowing their players, the final team to succumb to this, to grow facial hair and beards and look like, you know, some kind of wild beast from, Animal Kingdom. I'm against this kind of thing. Hal Steinbrenner is having, what is he, is the grandson of George Steinbrenner?
Yeah.
George is turning over in his grave. He came up with this great deal. I'm sorry, Corey, there's no ruling here. You can have facial hair, and of course I have the mustache. Fred, you're the only clean-shaven one here, so you speak to this. Isn't it nicer when you're trying to create an image, people look at Corey, and then they look at me, and they go, facial hair? Let's listen to Fred.
That's not all the comparison. It's not all the
comparison. Let's look at clean-shaven Fred. So what do you think about this?
Listen, everybody will survive just nicely. But I am for, the guy that was played right field for the Rockies?
Charlie Blackmon. There you go. That thing.
I would not.
That was a mop.
I wouldn't want that on my.
A lot of people don't remember this, but I remember one day in the early days of Colorado when Charlie Blackmon was there as a rookie or so, and the grounds crew didn't show up to clean the infield, and they had Charlie run from first to third all around the infield, and that beard dragged on the ground there, and it was perfect condition.
I heard that, yeah.
Corey researched that, didn't you?
I found that little gem. Yeah.
And then there's, remember Jason Wirth, the grandson
of
Dick Schofield?
Yeah, seriously.
Nobody knows. The hair grew so much they can't tell where he is anymore.
So
and he can't.
There's just a big hair wad.
He retired. I think 2017 he retired. But yeah, big. It was a big hair wad.
Yeah, he started playing it on the new Addams Family.
Very good.
And Alex Verdugo looked, he had a beard, but he was kind of clean cut. Like, Corey, you've got a nice looking, clean shaped beard, which no one should mind that at all.
It's become a cliche in sports.
Don't go to the Red Sox. You go there, and that beard starts to just grow. I'm telling you.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The Yankees now, at some point in time, they say, you can have facial hair. Okay, what are the terms and conditions of that facial hair?
Clean it up.
Am I going to have to stand at inspection every Monday when I come in off of the field? Or am I going to be able to make my own decisions about what kind of facial hair I have? This is the can of worms that caused George Steinbrenner to flip his wig and tell everybody, that's it.
That's
it. I'm making one grandiose wave of the arm.
That's it.
Just like that. And No hair, no facial hair whatsoever.
And the GM and Aaron Boone, the manager, said, well, we would hate to lose a player because they wouldn't consider coming here because of their hair. And I'm thinking, if they won't join the New York Yankees with all the money they're going to make because of their hair, then you don't want them on your team.
And that's what you do. You have a press conference and say, a Bronco here decided that he's not going to play for us because we won't let him grow a mustache. Oh, and I would wear that guy. I'd take him down to the 4th Avenue, 6th Avenue L, and I would ride him out on a rail.
Little Chicago for you new listeners in Chicago, the L. I will tell you, you know, and by the way, Corey, Bronco never got a job playing baseball because of that. Am I correct?
It's 100% correct. Never got one. He just couldn't get rid of that beard.
And then, Corey, what's the deal? The Yankees have cut back now on the Sinatra songs. They're going to play New York, New York when they win, but no different Sinatra songs when they lose?
Yeah, I guess they used to play it when they lost as well, and that's a new change coming. I don't know why it's they need to change it, but there's a couple songs that
do you have the list? Because I lost the list, and it's in my office.
I do have the list.
These are some that you have to talk to the New York Yankees about?
Yeah.
To play
so
when they lose?
When you lose, we got I'll Never Smile Again. Blame It on My Youth. I was thinking maybe a rookie made a bad play or something.
Or Aaron Judge.
Yeah, drop the ball. That's not great. How Could You Do a Thing Like That to Me? And then Let's Put the Lights Out. And then I had some two specialty ones. The Extra Innings in the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And then If You Ever Lose Against the Red Sox, their hated rival, it had to be you.
Or I'm a Loser by the Beatles, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just doing all Frank's. Those are all Frank Sinatra songs.
Oh, wow.
Those are all just Frank Sinatra songs.
Fred, you like that list?
No, I don't. It's fine if you leave it on the coffee table.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to play any music unless they win, which would be these
New York, New York,
Little Town Blues. Now, if it's not New York, New York, you play pipe music to get people out of the stadium.
Like bagpipes?
No.
like organ just, music,
it's
right?
It's organ. It's Sally, Gracie Sally.
The pipe organist?
The pipe organist who comes
up
and plays you right into the parking lot.
We'll be back. I think I hear the pipe music. We'll be right back.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale, so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Just thought I'd let that one lay out there for a while. I'm Michael Horn, Corey Marino. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only acting legend. You see him in Hunter. He's on about 5 or 7 different networks right now. You get any residuals for that, Fred? I mean, they run Hunter everywhere.
We're down now. We're down to pennies. Pennies on the dollar.
On the episode. And they won't even let you have pennies anymore. They're not going to print any more of them.
They're not?
Well, they did outlaw them now, aren't they? Just saying they take too much, more money to make them than they are to spend them.
It's like 2.5 cents to make a penny.
Something like that.
Oh, that's oh, gee.
Since we're into baseball, we should shout out to Charlie Finley, who used to own the A's, and Bill Veeck, you mentioned, who owned the White Sox. They used to have different things they did to kind of keep people going, even when the teams were kind of stinky and didn't have very good seasons. They used to have special
deals. They had Beatle Hate Beatle Week. And they would say,
they did that.
Bring your Beatles songs, and we're going to burn them in center field.
They had, they did it with the rap music or something. They rolled over.
They did it a different generation.
And Charlie Finley, I think he's the guy that had Campy Campaneris as the shortstop. Remember, Campy at one point played every position in the ball game, all 9 positions, every inning he was in a different position.
At once.
I don't think. Once, but you know more than I do.
No, about what?
Well, let's talk about this Yankees pitcher last year in the World Series. This guy's on the mound, Nestor Cortez. Didn't he discover America? One of the famous explorers, Cortez.
Yeah, he was the guy that
Fountain of Youth or something.
When Columbus landed, he turned around and waved
to Cortez
forward with a couple of flags.
And Cortez said, "I'm the better explorer." even though Columbus discovered America, Cortez, I'm the better explorer. Well, here is this kin here, this Nestor Cortez. He's the pitcher on the mound. Corey, you set this up. It's this World Series. The Dodgers came miraculously from away behind the Yankees.
Called good baseball.
It was called good baseball. And this was set up the big home run, didn't it, for Freeman?
Yeah, in the first game.
This is the last game, I think.
Was it the first game? No,
this was the first game.
Well, it was the first game. The walk-off grand slam.
Yeah. So they went to – and that was it was extra innings, wasn't it?
Yeah.
10 innings.
Yeah, so it was in extra innings. And Cortez, he started off his career with the Yankees as a starter, and then they moved him to the bullpen, and he has weird releases, and he's kind of quirky like that. But
this dad, the great-great-great-grandfather was an explorer, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I think.
He's well-traveled.
Excuse me, Corey.
You're fine.
Sorry, Corey.
His great-great-grandfather was Dave Baby Cortez.
Who was an organ player at Yankee Stadium.
There you go.
Thank you. We bring it all
full
around.
Circle.
Now we look up fill, Dave Baby we Cortez. Fill every story that we tell.
Rinky-dink,
every lie we cough up.
Rinky-dink.
Rinky-dink.
I knew I'd connect with you there.
Rinky-dink.
These old minds of ours. Corey, you need to just do the show and let us just shout at you. Anyway, continue, Corey.
I mean, the rest is history. He throws the pitch, and Freeman knew where it was going to be and sent it into the outfield, and the Dodgers take game one of the World Series, and it's history from there.
Yeah, this guy glosses over games 2 and 3.
Well, here's what he says, and by the way, the organ player started to play Rinky Dink just to get him out of the park. Okay, so Nestor Cortez, the pitcher, on the losing side of that throw says, here's his quote, We had done enough to win that game. They can talk whatever they want to talk, but we win game one, which we should have.
Oh.
We lost 2 and 3. We win game four, and we should have won game five. That's the drop.
And then we get the league to cancel game seven.
And then we go back to L.A. and up 3-2, and he doesn't say what happens there. So continuing, he says, so people can say it slipped away from us. People can say we made a lot of mistakes, which we did. But at the end of the day, I hate that.
Here it comes.
At the end of the day, the sun went down. At the end of the day, the better team, we were the better team. I see it that way, and I'm sure everybody in that clubhouse sees it that way.
Yeah.
And the reality could have been going back to L.A., leading 3-2. It didn't happen that way, and they deserve all the credit in the world.
There it is, right there.
They won the series. At the moment, they showed that they were the better team.
There it is, right there.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be saying that with hair and mustard in there. By the way, Jason Wirth called in, and apparently he was in the hospital because they found a family of mice that were living in his beard.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
He was in town shooting one of those Disney commercials.
Uh-huh, something like that. Now, you mentioned the Dodgers there. They've got, what, 3 Japanese pitchers now. The newest one, Roki Sasaki. And tell them about the spring training debut. He was throwing a simulation game. Why didn't he just get out there on the mound and throw a regular game?
So they haven't had him in regular games yet. They have him called them, like, simulation games.
Why?
Or B games. Just to ease him in, because he's still, I think he's pretty young. He's only 21, so he's he hasn't gotten fully engaged into what he's doing yet.
And they just want
to ease him in a little bit.
How much money is this guy making?
Oh, this one's the one they signed for the international minimum, so it was only $5 to $7 million.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So they're easing him in.
And you guys do know,
yes, Fred,
that he says here, where is it?
I wasn't nervous.
No.
Oh, that's the quote I've got.
He was using an American ball.
Oh!
Which is a little bigger.
Now, we were talking about that, some people say that, and then some people don't. But I agree with you. I think the American baseball is bigger a little bit.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it can cause havoc to these little Japanese arms.
Yeah. And so that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, so you just got to give them a longer ramp. That's why. And they usually have longer days in between their pitches.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
6 days.
Which is better because this guy throws at 102.5 miles per hour.
Yeah. Jeez. He tops out of that. They say he goes around, last year, he was around like
98.4 is his average as a starter.
That's a great temperature to keep your body regulated at.
No, this is the speed of the ball.
Either one.
98.4. That's healthy.
So, and he threw 38 pitches. Boy, they're counting those even there, right? And
mm-hmm.
He generated 4 swings and misses, and the home run was a guy named Kyle Teal, who's in Chicago, I think the White Sox number 2 overall prospect. He was throwing against the White Sox guys, right?
Yeah, he was throwing against their coming up team as well, and that prospect's the number 32 prospect in the league right now. So he's good, and even Yamamoto in Wednesday's game gave up 2 home runs. It's just spring training. They're all getting back, and I don't care if we lose every game.
What do you mean, this last week?
Yeah.
I
think we've only won 1, right?
They won Wednesday, which we're filming on a different day, but they won today.
So they got 2 big wins.
Got 2 big wins.
Who won today?
The Dodgers.
Yeah.
So they got 2 wins.
Yeah, we got 2.
And then they got all these players they keep signing, and they got rid of, Gavin McLeod, or what was his name?
Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux, yes. And he went to Cincinnati, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, he's going to do well there.
He is going to. He's a good player. And so now they signed this Hee-Song Kim, and all we hear about it. Oh, Hee-Song Kim, he's going to be great. Now they're saying he might be starting off not on the roster. They signed him, and then
he's a great defensive player, but can't hit.
Thank you very much.
His ass from third base.
I'm a Tommy Lasorda guy. You got to hit to be on my team.
Well, you know? I think that's also why the Dodgers got him, because they have a longer leash than most with the amount of people that can hit on their team.
All right.
So they can cover him up a little bit in the blind spots in between, like maybe in between Muncy and Kike or something like that. But they'll also give him time to go down the minors and fix some stuff up.
The Dodgers do have a lot of players that can play different positions. So this guy, Hee-Song Kim, is competing against Andy Pahe, James Outman, Eddie Rosario, Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor, is he hitting the ball now in spring training?
No.
And I love Chris Taylor, but I mean, how long are you going to go with this $13 million?
I think Chris is going to ride that bus somewhere pretty quick.
I don't know. They think so, but his contract's kind of tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky. He got a good contract.
He has a decent sized contract, and he's not great.
$15 million. Yeah, $15 million.
He's great in the clutch, but if it's not clutch, he's not hitting, and that's not what I like.
Yeah, we'll see if he works out. If he's got another new swing this year, and I think he got your old lawyer that you fired. Fred, and I think he got that contract for him.
Yeah, he was surprised that he was my lawyer at that time.
Yes, I was.
He says, "What are you doing, Fred? Is this am I your attorney? Yeah, you're my attorney. I've been sending checks to you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Attorney Bob, for being on the show. That's him. Now, Fred, let's go into some. We got listeners that have to say hello to you.
Well,
we got Jenny who says, hi, everybody. She's in sunny Santa Maria, California. She says, kind of cool. And I just found out that the Rams will be the first NFL team to host a game in Melbourne, Australia in 2026. How about that, Fred?
They're talking about next year.
No, the year no, after next year. Yeah. 2026 in Melbourne, Australia.
Well, why do the Dodgers have to continue?
No, the Rams. Oh, yeah, it hit me blindsided.
We segued.
Listener comments here, Corey.
Yes,
is that true? Is that going to happen?
The ever evolving international game of football. So they added Brazil this year, and then
they had England and everything.
They have Germany and Mexico, and they're going to add Australia next year.
Hey, have you guys seen
what, Fred?
Rugby, the All Blacks play.
Yes,
no, yeah, they're good.
That's the Australian national team.
Yeah, they're good.
Those guys.
That's who the Rams are going to play, from what I understand.
Tough bunch of guys, right, Corey?
Those scrums are just insane. They beat the living poop out of each other.
They really do. Now, we got another comment here from Lori. Said, good afternoon. She's in Iowa. She says, sunny and warm, and it's good. Rachel saying hello to everybody. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
You, Corey, and me. Nikki says, greetings from Nebraska. Pamela says, she's in Georgia, and she says, 80 degrees. People having some good weather, you know. And Chris says, hello. It's Christine from Hunter Works For Me. That's your fan website, Fred.
Very good.
And she says, do you think in sports today the preparation is based on short team winning rather than long team development?
I don't know what that means.
Meaning you get rid of, you know, you win on the short term, which I think you got to do. That's what we're looking for.
Well, say it again. Maybe I missed it.
Short. Do you think the preparation in football today or in sports today is based on short team winning rather than long-term development, long team development?
Well, you have to have one to get the other.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Martine says, hi, Fred, Mike, and Corey. September 6, 1979, Rams play the Broncos in Denver. Fred Dreyer recently figured out I was in Broncos Stadium watching that exciting general game, and Rams snuck in against the Broncos, and the Rams 13, Broncos 9. Now, what Martine doesn't realize is you've just ticked off Corey because he's a big Broncos fan.
Uh-oh.
I did wear my Broncos.
See?
Be careful. Be careful in the hallway.
Yeah, be careful. That's all right. You can side with my friend Fred.
Let's take one more fan comment here, Fred, and get these. These are good here.
About the tush push?
Facebook Live. We're getting to that. And let's see. Clayton says, hi, Mike, Fred, and Corey. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. I'm listening and watching from Klamath Falls in Oregon.
Who's that?
That guy is Clayton. Clayton is one of our good listeners.
Oh, very good, yeah. Clayton. Yeah. It's snowing up there, I hear.
In Klamath Falls? It gets kind of rainy up there. I don't know.
Well, what's he out to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
Seven?
Something like that. All right, when we come back, the Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy, wants to ban the tush push. You know, that's the thing that the Eagles seem to really work well with. We'll get your comments here, Fred Dreyer, when we return. Don't forget, you can email Fred. I forgot to mention this. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. Final segment here of the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, what about this? The CEO, Mark Murphy, of the Green Bay Packers, wants to ban the tush push. That's where they, Corey, they get Jalen Hurts to grab the hike, and then they just push him right into the... One foot over the line there. What do you think, Fred? Should we ban it or keep it?
Well, here's what I'll override the popularity of this play. But I up till now I haven't seen enough of it or realized enough to be able to say. It's an official what do they call it
play?
Well, you can't administer a legitimate offsides call.
Oh, on this play.
And unless every single play, each team has, anybody playing the
Well, field, any team can do
anybody
it.
Anybody plays the Philadelphia, yeah, exactly. Anybody that plays the Philadelphia Eagles, just simply say, I protest this game, yeah. And I protest what you're doing here until you tell me you, as an official, can see the line of scrimmage and guarantee me a a fair call at the line of scrimmage, and you can't do it.
Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, says, I think the competition committee says, I'm protective of it because we had success with it. John Harbaugh says, you can't get rid of the push without also making it illegal for linemen to push runners from behind before forward progress was stopped. Falcons coach Raheem Morris says, I thought it should have been illegal 3 years ago. Sean McDermott says, not in love with the tush push, that opinion for the last couple of years. Corey, what do you think?
I don't like banning it just because someone got real good at it, but yeah. I don't like that you can push someone from behind. I think if they change the rule, you can't push, linemen can't push people from behind the line of scrimmage. But after line of scrimmage, I'm fine with it.
That's our show. If you missed anything, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at fred_Dreyer, facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, we've got 5 photographs from the Hunter Show here.
We're going to show them next week, we promise.
Next week, we're going to.
Pamela, we apologize.
Because I have no idea who the hell's in here.